T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
This is kind of a little mini reunion we got going here.
That's right. So we got Spaz is here.
Kevin is here.
Kevin is
Hello?
Here.
Spaz
is here.
Oh, my
Spaz,
God.
Spaz, what are you doing? Do you really need the headphones? Yeah, does it even matter? Myself,
so can you talk into the microphone?
No, can someone get me a pair of headphones so I can hear myself so if I know I'm
Look at everybody jump.
Please. They don't work.
Oh, they don't work.
You got it? All right, whatever. Yeah, Spaz doesn't need headphones.
Listen, the engineers aren't coming to fix anything before midnight, so you're just going to have to deal with it.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Well, welcome back, you guys. It's nice to be in the same room with all of you.
It's great to be here, but it's kind of sad.
Yeah, it's very sad. But I think Sully and Brent from Shinedown kind of really helped me. I was
It was
down.
Like being in therapy Brent.
It was like a motivational speech with Brent. And both him and Sully said, look, it's sad that it's over, but you got to look back on what you've done there. And it's been great. It has been great.
Yeah.
I mean, this has been a really unique experience. And everybody we've talked to, the former staff members, like Raz, we just talked to Rob Barnett.
Yeah,
you know,
we
talked to Mike Wild and or Chuck Parks, whatever he wants to be called these days.
Yeah.
All the former staff members always say the same thing. That was the best time we ever had.
Well, I mean, I think it's a completely, we talked a little bit about this yesterday when we were doing this, but there's no other radio station like this because really of the listeners.
Yes.
And there's no other radio station that consistently, year after year, decade after decade, mm-hmm. for 50 years, had people who were willing to do virtually anything anybody asked and go to any show, and they would bleed for this radio station and bleed for these call letters. And you know, same
and some of them did.
I did.
People did. Yeah. And people did.
I bled at the luge.
Yeah,
staff members, everybody.
You bled at the luge. But it's just not like it'll be hard for it to happen again. I think I don't really think it can
because you know, and we're talking about this with Ozone. You know, it's the political correctness. And you know just as well as anybody else, you know, a man who would have a naked woman in the studio every Monday, and you just can't do stuff like that anymore.
No,
and that kind of fun that we had and the kind of things we did, we were talking to Anthony Cumia earlier, it's just not going to happen.
I think things are cyclical, though, and I think it'll come back, but I think it'll be a while till it comes back.
I was hoping it was going to be a short cycle so that Mike Hsu and I could get jobs.
Listen, you got Spaz.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, Spaz.
Oh, Spaz, you're here.
Oh, yeah, Spaz is here.
How's that sound?
That sounds great.
You guys, I need a driver and a driver's helper.
Yeah, I can drive. I can take junk.
You got
a
CDL?
I kind of been taking junk for a while now.
I'd move Shoe right up to management if I were you.
Right up to management.
I mean, he's a management guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I can't drive the truck? Oh, is there a P-test?
No, but we do a fake radio show, though, in the truck every day.
Because nobody will hire you either.
It's just me.
Yeah, by we, he means him.
Just myself.
Hey, let's take some calls. Hello, who's this? Hey, it's Anthony.
How can we help you?
Let's take
what
some
would
calls.
You like removed?
So, Spaz.
Yep.
Top moment.
That's a loaded question because I have the most painful moment.
I know you mentioned a couple to me already that right. I'd like to bring up, but I want to hear what you've decided.
All of them related to myself, unfortunately, because I'm that type of person. Most painful moment was the Butterball event You remember that, Greg?
Oh, yeah, bag of butterball.
At the bag of butterball. So awesome.
Yeah. Probably the most painful thing I've ever went through
that
in my life.
That was outdoor paintball in,
yes.
like,
in Menden, the forest, right?
Menden or Milk. Yeah, yes. Yeah. Yes, it was in the forest.
Yeah, I remember Spaz.
Yes. That was terrible. A
couple of military people that had skills.
Yes. I remember Spaz getting like shot so much he fell, and then he got up and walked into a tree. And people just kept shooting him as he fell after walking into a tree.
I was begging Hillman. Yeah. I'm like, for the love of God, Hillman.
Yeah. Yeah.
And but the Mitt Romney interview.
Probably one of my favorite, most favorite things that's ever happened in my
life. I love it so much because of Greg's reaction. It was almost like it was written like that. And it was during the walk. I believe it was the Walk for Change.
No, it was after. It was right. Was it right after he got elected?
I thought it was the breakfast,
and he paid off a bet. Yeah.
No. So it wasn't it wasn't the breakfast. I believe it was the Walk for Change because you were on location because we couldn't see your face. But
we.
Oh yeah.
And Spaz was somewhere else.
Right.
It's like you were walking. I forget where you were walking. It was either Route 9 or something. And LB was walking somewhere else. And I believe Spaz was with LB.
Or maybe Spaz was in the studio.
I was walking. I was doing the walk. At the
you were walking.
So this is a great transition to being in the studio. And, I was doing Route 9, and LB was on whatever.
Yeah, and Kevin and I were in the studio. I believe.
Yeah.
And Spaz asked the newly elected governor of Massachusetts, who's a Mormon, if he ever goes to strip clubs.
It was classic.
And all Greg could muster was,
"The governor,
Gilligan.
He's the governor."
I was dying. I was dying.
Romney's response was great. Was basically, you know, I they're not for me, but I'm not going to shut down any business like that.
<That's right>.
That was good. You know what? One of my favorite things that we only got to play it once was when someone saw the Mary in the window at the hospital.
The Virgin Mary.
That was one of the greatest things ever, too.
Yes. And I went there, and you were going to have me wash it, pretend I was washing the Mary.
The window
the Mary
washer
off.
Guy. Yeah, that was great.
On video. Unfortunately, we legally can't show anyone.
We probably could now. I mean, what are they going to do? What are they going to do
gonna
now?
We're going to dig that up. But
there's no laws. You can do anything for the next... Yeah,
no, that's
7 hours.
They could always pull us out of here before midnight, and we can't have that happen.
Yeah, Spaz, there was an image of the Virgin, which came up in some, I guess, moisture in a window at a hospital in Springfield.
Yes,
And there was like 100 people every day in the parking lot, you know, praying
the
to
faithful.
It. The faithful. Yeah, the very faithful people. And Spaz, did you send Spaz out there?
Yes.
Was that your idea?
Yes.
Because you were concerned.
Yeah.
Spaz went out there in full-on, like... hazmat suit, regalia.
Window washer gear,
right?
Window
he's got
washer
the bucket,
truck,
the tools. Yep. Sets up, just walks through the crowd with a ladder.
Yeah,
and sets
very,
it
very,
up.
Very faithful people. And
these people are praying.
Yeah, and they were out there praying in front of what they felt was the Virgin Mary that had appeared in a window pane.
Right, and Spaz sets up the ladder, starts walking up the ladder with a squeegee. And all of a sudden, all hell breaks loose.
People went nuts.
And then the cops showed up, and the director of the hospital, and he's like, "Where are you from?" And you were just great. You were like, "Wayne's window washing in Chicopee."
Chicopee,
like right off the top of his head.
From Chicopee,
you know. And so they're questioning you, and I love the response of the president always, where he's like, "Well, Wayne's going to hear about this." I was like, that sealed it right there.
That was the Secret Service thing was another memory that I'll never forget.
Yeah,
because you're still on a watch list.
I did just try to go to the White House. You have to before you go to the White House, you have to send your information in, and my family got denied.
Your whole family?
Well, you put it all the paperwork, you submit it together, and I'm still not allowed to go. Even though I have a letter from the Attorney General saying I'm not a person of interest, but...
Lots of people have said that about you who've known you over the years.
The greatest thing...
You're not an interesting person at all.
You're not a person of interest.
The greatest thing about that is I thought it was a joke, because I had just said something stupid about Obama, right, as typical for me. And I get called up by Ron Valeri and Julie Kahn, and I'm in their office, and there's two guys in suits, and I walk in, and I'm like, this is funny, RV, great. And he's like, "Guy, sit down." And I'm like, "Yeah, all right, you got me." He goes, "Guy, this is real." Boom, sit down. And they just went into 100% serious. Well, you ever hear, the guy says to me, "You ever hear of the Patriot Act?" I can't even say it. Patriot Act? I was quiet. Boom. And then they went through my house, and when I got home.
Went through your laptop.
You know the story.
What did the Secret Service guy say when he went through your laptop?
Say, boy, you watch a lot of porn.
Yeah. Yeah.
He looked, actually, it was my computer down in the basement, and he looked over the top of it.
Wow. And said it. That's. I remember the director of security for the building came up and said, the Secret Service is here. And I went, yeah, right.
I thought the same thing. Yeah. I'm like, yeah.
And then Spaz disappeared for a little while. Yeah.
I got knocked out by a chick on the show. Spaz Olympics.
Yeah.
I got hit with dog food in the face in the middle of a program.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
You wrestled Heavy Hottie Heather in chocolate pudding.
Yeah. That's right.
Naked.
And so Greg, you kind of slid into the morning show, right? You were doing overnights as Keg Hill, right?
That was my I had like a Saturday night show that I did.
Oh, was when the Keg character came out?
Yes, that's where that came out. Yeah. And then I was doing overnights during the week, and the guy who was doing the morning show, a guy named Drew, wanted me to come on and do sports for him. So I came on and started doing the sports for Drew.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then
Keg Hill with the sports?
I think it was just Greg, I think. Yeah.
Keg.
Oh, I'm sorry. They're not on there anymore?
They aren't?
No. Oh, Extreme was trying to call in, but then they probably heard Spaz was here.
Oh, no.
Oh, maybe.
I'll never forget when Greg got the band back together, and they were doing a show at the tent. I don't know what the heck it's called. It's on the Seaport.
It was City Hall Plaza, you mean?
No. This was a different... This was down in the Seaport.
Oh, the Bank Pavilion.
Yes, the
whatever
pavilion.
Bank is sponsoring it today, yes.
And Hill Dog, we're on the side stage, and like Greg's kind of a little bit too close, and Gary Cherone comes over with the microphone sideways and starts trying to shove you off.
Yes, yes.
Well,
where's Danielle? She said she was coming
back. She said she was going to be here.
Yeah.
I don't know where she is. She'll be here.
And she's taking care of the critters.
Yeah.
I guess.
Probably, yeah.
Well, you know, it's great to have you guys all in the same room again. It's been, you know, that when I first started working here, I remember that, you know, Chris Engel was the producer who was working for you when I started working here.
Yep.
Great guy. I always got along with him. And then he was let go. And I remember Dave Douglas said, do you want to try producing the morning show? And I said, sure, I'll give it a try. And after 2 weeks, he said, what do you think? And I said, I got to get out of here. I'm gonna go crazy. I'm not doing this. He goes, well, how about if you just read the news? I'm like, okay, that sounds better.
Fine. I can read the news.
And it was awesome.
What year was
that? Five crazy years. That was like 2000 or something like that.
Wow.
2000.
No, it was 99.
Okay.
We had just moved to Huntington Ave. That was it. So that was 99.
Yeah.
I think so. And then 5 years there, and then 10 years doing middays, and then 3 years. Was it 3 years?
Wow.
The last, right. My last stint.
Yeah.
I remember the first week that I came here, I had to do the show with Greg for a week so they could figure out if they wanted to hire me or not. And you were broadcasting from Cheers for the final episode.
The final episode of Cheers.
Yes. That's how long
ago
it was.
That's how old I am. Yeah.
Jay Leno was there. The whole cast was there, wasted,
right,
sticking their heads out the windows. And
it was actually the final episode of Dick Van Dyke.
That's what it was.
Yes.
It was the old black and white.
It was the Milton Berle, world's greatest show. Yeah. Well, guys, thank you very much what was that, Karen?
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.